listening to Dan O. Becker. This podcast is called Dan O's Ones and O's. This is episode 2, and in this episode, I am going to continue with a challenge that came to me on Facebook from a friend. They wanted me to name 10 albums that influenced my musical tastes and upbringing. One per day for 10 days. Well, I didn't want to do it for 10 days, so I just blurted out 16 albums that really influenced me. And on the first episode of this podcast, I talked about Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and Motown. And that was my early years of listening to music. And this episode, I'm going to be talking mostly about the 70s. And I'm going to cover garage rock, reggae music, New Jersey's Boss, and then the New Wave. And so if you listened to the first podcast, you know this is similar to my radio show, Dan O on the Radio, that I did at WLVR in Pennsylvania and WKPX in South Florida. But anyway, this is just like my radio show where I just talk about music and play songs for you. So without further ado, I'm going to start talking about the first artist here. And back in the early 70s, I mean, I was really influenced by AM radio, and I had an older brother with a great album collection, and he was into, Neil Young, and Yes, and progressive rock, and so I was also. But then my friend Dave, his brother, started listening to this band from England, and I hope you know this band. This is a band called Mott the Hoople, which started in the 60s in England, but it really wasn't until, I guess, their fifth album in 1972, All the Young Dudes, was a very big song because it was written by David Bowie. And David Bowie actually sings and plays saxophone on the track. I think a lot of people know that track already, so I am not going to play that for you here, but I will play another tune off of that album. This is what I think is a classic sound for Mott the Hoople, and they were really hitting it. And so this was written by lead singer Ian Hunter and lead guitarist Mick Ralphs. And boy, if you want to hear a 70s song that rock and roll, a great kind of a jam to it, and then just a bunch of interesting fade-ins, fade-outs, and it just really is jamming by the end of the track. But this album, this particular song off the album is not as well known. You probably know All the Young Dudes, so we're going to play One of the Boys, and the song opens with the old analog rotary dial phone, and so this is what the rotary dial phone sounded like in England. But here is Mott the Hoople. Thank you. All right, there you have it. There's Ian Hunter singing Mott the Hoople Band with Mick Ralph's song One of the Boys, and I really love how it fades in and out and revs up, and it's just a real hard rocking jam by the end. So that was in the 70s for me. I believe I first heard it from my friend, and his brother made a big 8-track compilation of Mott the Hoople. And so this was their fifth album. And that was back in the day when record companies stood by the artists for 4, 5, or 6 albums. And so that was their fifth album. And they were sounding good then. And that's when they got just a bunch of great, great albums all in a row. And then they basically exploded into space. But this was next album from Mott the Hoople was in 1973. This album is called Mott. And there's so many classic songs on this, all the way from Memphis and WizKid and Drivin' Sister Rock and Roll. It's on so many live shows from Mott the Hoople. But and then they did one or two more albums, and I didn't listen to them anymore. But at this point, just the rawness and the hard rocking was just so good for me. And I could have picked Lou Reed. I could have picked a number of other garage rockers that I still like today, but I picked Mott the Hoople just because so many songs influenced me. So I'm going to the Mott album, 1973 now, and I'm going to play a more joyous sounding Mott the Hoople. This is called Honolulu Boogie. Lots of great vocal effects, and I don't know what the Honolulu Boogie is, but it sounds like fun. So there is Mott the Hoople, and what a great early 70s garage rock sound. Came to America. You can hear it on Sirius XM on garage rock station there. But anyway, so that was one that my friend Dave and his brother influenced me on, and really enjoyed that. And this was the beginning of many album purchases for me, and Dave and I had many trips to Elizabeth to buy records and down the Jersey Shore, winning them on the boardwalk, but also going to New York City and buying records in Manhattan. And I came upon another set of records that really influenced me, completely different than Mata Hoople. I bought a record called This Is Reggae Music, and I think it was on Island Records. And it was a three-disc set. I think the first disc came out in 74, and then the other two came out like within a year. And the breadth of the reggae music on there was fantastic. It had Jimmy Cliff, it had the Wailers, Toots and the Maytals, the Heptones. But being on vinyl, there's only about four or five songs you can get to the side. I loved it. I've since gotten much deeper into reggae music. It still is with me. But one of the artists on this reggae music greatest hits collection, I loved Burning Spear. And Burning Spear, they were recording in the early days. I loved them more than the Wailers or Jimmy Cliff, and I just loved the very country Jamaica kind of poverty that they sing about. So I will play, some people know Burning Spear from the Marcus Garvey album and the Marcus Garvey song, and but one that influenced me is from this collection, Man in the Hills, which is about family life, and just like the, you know, Burning Spear, the lead singer, his wailing, his really impassioned singing. And so here he talks about his family growing up in the country in Jamaica. So this is Man in the Hills by Burning Spear.
Come along, my brother, come along. Let us do the things we supposed to do for our mother. Come along, my sister, come along too. But if we should live up in the, 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 coming with food, daddy, coming, daddy, come with on in the east. And if we should live up in the east, still enjoy it.
And if we all right, that was Burning Spear with Man in the Hills. And I just love how that bass wraps around you so warmly and so pronounced, and it sounds really good. And so I loved reggae from this collection onward. Of course, Bob Marley was big on the AM radio at the time, 1974, but this really became part of my collection and my psyche. Another artist from this collection, but who was also a very popular artist, was Toots Hibbert and the Maytals. And they had, I think, two tracks on this reggae collection. They had Funky Kingston and another one, but I'm not going to play those because I think they're a little up. Yeah, Funky Kingston and Louie Louie. A lot of people have heard those songs by Toots and the Maytals, but I'm going to play one that's a little less known here, and it's 5446 was my number, describing his days in jail in Jamaica. So here's Toots and the Maytals. 5446 was my number.
Sit it up, mister! Hear what I say, sir, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo, yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said, yeah.
Okay, so that was Toots and the Maytals. 5446 was my number. And I like the song does pay an homage to Ray Charles, because that's typically how Ray Charles sang with call and response. But then I like how it flops in and out of reggae, and the song winds up with some breaks, and it's really good. So that was This Is Reggae Music album that really influenced me in the middle 70s. Another artist that influenced me, and I couldn't help but being influenced, but in New Jersey during the 70s, there was a watershed moment in 1975, and that was when Bruce Springsteen released Born to Run. And I think many people have heard the album, especially people who have listened to album-oriented rock. They've heard Bruce. And, he had a great album before it, The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle. But Born to Run was great. And I love Born to Run. I remember my brother buying it the first day, bringing it home, and we listened to it about five times. But Bruce Springsteen was a big part of my musical influence, but the Bruce Springsteen album that really influenced me was the next one in 1978, June of 1978. This album, Darkness on the Edge of Town, came out, and I played it so many times during the summer, and starting to get jobs, summer jobs in between school sessions. And this album, every song sounds good. I like the production better than Born to Run, but it's just like an anthem to the working man, which I really enjoyed. And so the album opened up with this smash hit. This is Badlands by Bruce Springsteen. But Okay, there is the song Badlands from Darkness on the Edge of Town by Bruce Springsteen, 1978, and so many well-known songs if you are a Bruce fan or album-oriented rock fan. Something in the Night is well-known, Racing in the Street, Prove It All Night, and Darkness on the Edge of Town are probably the most famous ones from that album. But this next song from that album that influenced me a lot, and I played it probably more than the others, starts out with some great drumming from Max Weinberg. Just crazy fast and steady. And the drum provides the backing to the intro voice, and then it blows up into full-fledged Springsteen power rock. So this is a song called Candy's Room, and a great rock and roll song from Bruce and the E Street Band.
In Candy's Room, there are pictures of her heroes on the wall. To get to Candy's Room, gotta walk darkness at Candy's Hall. Strangers from the city call my baby's number, and they bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I wanna be Candy's boy. There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face, a sadness all her own, from which no man can keep Candy safe. We kissed, and my heart rushes through my brain, and the blood rushes in my veins, the fire rushes through the sky. And we go driving, driving deep into the night. I go driving deep into the light in Candy's eyes. She says, baby, if you wanna be wild, you got a lot to learn. Close your eyes, let them melt, let them fire, let them burn. Cause in the darkness there'll be hidden worlds that shine. And when our Candy glows, she makes those hidden worlds mine.
That is Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band with Candy's Room from Darkness on the Edge of Town, 1978. And that was a very influential album for me. Bruce is still recording and making albums. And the latest one he did a year or two ago, Western Stars, I really enjoyed it a lot. People kind of complained that it was sounded too much like a movie soundtrack, but I thought it was had some good catchy songs on it that sound great to me this day. Okay, well, so that was an influence from my brother, who gave me Bruce Springsteen, and of course it was on the radio a lot, but then also something else was going on in the mid-70s, and you couldn't but help hear about punk rock exploding in England, and the Sex Pistols in 76 started having singles. And then also the Ramones in the United States. And it, I could not shut my eyes to this music. And I guess it ties into my earlier love of garage rock and, you know, loved Mott the Hoople. So I paid attention to it. And then going with my friend to New York City or to Elizabeth to buy albums, you couldn't help but notice this album cover if it was on display or on the wall. It was a bright electric pink with green letters. And this was Talking Heads 77 by the group Talking Heads. And these guys formed in 75-ish or earlier than that, but they were getting together and playing with each other. But the band, consisting of David Byrne and Chris France on drums, Tina Weymouth and Jerry Harrison, they didn't really start touring, making live music till 75, 76, and then Talking Heads 77 came out. And a lot of people probably know the hit tune from that, Psycho Killer, which still gets a lot of airplay today. But I thought the lead track on this album was so funny. This is number one off the record, Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town. And it just has David Byrne's just quirky, bright lyrics. And the rest of the band is just providing good rock steady backup, a real band effort. I'm glad they were not active around 91 or so, but as a band, they had so many good years of Talking Heads music. So here's Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town from Talking Heads 77. Okay, that was the Talking Heads with the lead track from Talking Heads 77. This was Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town. So many great songs on that record, but I'll play another one that kind of showed the quirky lyrics and the mind process of David Byrne, just what he wrote about. And here was a kind of a spoof, a satire on living in America and the government. And so this is Don't Worry About the Government. And it just is kind of satire on how great work is and how great the government is and how great life in America is. So this is Don't Worry About the Government by the Talking Heads. And what a great way to end a song with just a very high tone solo vocal. David Byrne and the Talking Heads from Talking Heads 77. Of course, they had many more hits and many more albums and really influenced me in the 70s. And so that comes to the near conclusion of this podcast. If you heard the first episode and liked it, let me know. My email is dan@danbecker.info, or you can read about my episodes, get more episodes at active.fm/dano-becker. And if you supported me, I really appreciate it. I don't do this for the money, but it might help me buy a microphone or a new audio interface. But basically, I really appreciate being able to talk about music and getting comments from people and hearing what artists they liked or what records I played that they didn't like or liked. And that's what's really great. And so Basically, this is exactly the kind of, when I was a disc jockey, the kind of show I did, just play music and talk a lot, but I didn't talk over the music. I wanted to hear the music. But anyway, thank you. Thank you all for listening. So this is Dan O. Becker. This is Dan O's Ones and O's. It's the podcast. I will end with the Ventures doing the theme from Hawaii 5-0. Thank you very much.